we grow up as kids wishing for things. You remember, I wish I had $1 million, or I wish I was a superhero. But did you realize that whether you wish for some things or wish not for some things, a lot of times you don't have a choice. Whether you wish for it or not, you are in fact it. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday. You know the drill. Time to get as many people to church as possible. Invite them. Do whatever you need to do. Blackmail them. Bribe them. Kidnap them. Okay, maybe not any of those. But it is important to get your friends and family and neighbors and coworkers to a church that preaches Jesus. So get on it. Make it happen. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by MingleMary.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. With your mingling, mating, or marrying, make sure you check it out. So, today is Friday, and I want to hit you between the eyes again. And I've had a few people say, hey, it seems like you're really kind of swinging long and hard at a lot of the men lately. And I am. I don't know what else to say, but our men in today's world are lacking greatly. And so I want to challenge you today, and ladies, if you're listening, you can pass this on to your husbands or your fathers or your brothers, but I want to challenge you with what we wish for, and we're going somewhere with this. You might say, I wish I was a pastor. Well, you are a pastor. Or you might say, well, I sure am glad I'm not a pastor, but you are a pastor. I wish I was a teacher. Well, you are a teacher. Boy, I'm glad I'm not a teacher. Well, you are a teacher. I wish I was the boss. You are the boss. Oh, I'm sure glad I'm not the boss. Well, you are, in fact, the boss. I wish I was an evangelist. You are an evangelist. I sure am glad I'm not an evangelist. You are an evangelist. I wish I was a worship leader. You are a worship leader. Boy, I sure am glad I'm not a worship leader. I can't sing. You are a worship leader. Whatever the role or significance in developing your wife and your kids in any area and every area, you are foundational to that training. You are, in fact, whatever they need in order to be more godly. You are, in fact, whatever they need to be more like Jesus. 1 Timothy 3:5 says, "For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church?" You say, well, Garth, that's just talking to pastors, right? Or people in ministry. Well, you are a pastor. You are in ministry. 1 Peter 2:9, you are the priest. You are of the priesthood. You are a pastor. You must manage, you must preside, you must teach, you must do all the roles you long for. And even if you don't long for them, you still have to do them as the head of the household, as the priest of your household. Have you ever been in the position where you are given the lead, the person in charge, maybe the CEO or the boss, and you quickly realize, I don't want this. This is not what I signed up for. This is not what I want. But you, as the husband, the house band, the husband, the house band, you keep the house together. You keep everything together. You signed up for it, so trust God and move forward. Now you say, well, I'm not married. I'm single. Hold on. We'll get to that. I was not trained myself personally in how to deal with a rebellious son. I was not trained in how to deal with a divorce in our family. I was not trained in how to deal with a wife who has an autoimmune disease. I was not trained in how to be a husband, father, and son while battling cancer. I was not trained in how to deal with financial difficulties. I was not trained in how to deal with a church that is dying or a church that is growing. But that's the role I've been given. What role have you been given? Well, that's the role you have been called to deal with, to lead in your house. Matthew 25:14, the parable of the talents. One gets five, one gets two, one gets one. God required responsibility and management over each amount. There was no, oh, you only had one talent? Well, you get a pass. I mean, yeah, you blew it, but it was only one. It doesn't matter. Responsibility, leadership, management, no matter how little or how much you have. If you have just a wife or just one kid, or maybe you're single, God requires the same responsibility and management over each life. Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. Now, you might look at that verse and go, well, I haven't been given a lot. That's not the point of the context of that. The point is you have been given from God, from God's hand. You have been given much. Look, it's not always the gift, it's the giver. If a nobody hands me 20 bucks, I go, oh, thank you. But if a king hands me 20 bucks, I go, man, I'm going to be responsible with this 20 bucks. It came from the king. If God gives you 20 bucks, you best be sure you better know how to spend it. There's a higher responsibility when God gives you something. So to whom much has been given and God gave it to you, much is now required because of who gave it to you. I don't know any greater amount to be given than a child if you're a father or if you're a mother. It is a direct gift from the Lord. How well are you managing that gift? Have you looked around lately at how poorly husbands and fathers have done at managing their kids and their families? There are 35-year-old kids now that are suffering greatly because dad didn't manage, he didn't lead, he didn't inform, he didn't teach, he didn't protect his family. I don't just mean protecting them from someone who's trying to break in, but I mean protecting their minds from the ideals of this world, this twisted place we live in. Look, your wife, your child, their response to your leadership, it's not up to you. You are simply called to lead. Our world is lacking godly men to lead, to manage, to work at home, to work with the kids and the wives, with the bosses, the neighbors, whatever role, you're called to lead. You're called to be the pastor, the teacher, the preacher, the evangelist, the exhorter, the prophet, whatever it is, that's your job. Step into it and lead. We're lacking. We need you. Step up to the plate. Our world depends on it. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.